Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2. She won't want me.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is 8:37 here on Palmetto Morning, 76 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1 AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app and WRHI.com.
And welcome in if you are watching us. That's on CN2, Comporium Cable Channel 102, or on any of the major social media platforms. Good morning.
The Rock Hill Music Club has a fundraiser. It's holding on Saturday, August the 16th at 3 p.m. at Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church. Proceeds will benefit the music club's opportunity to provide scholarships to music students at Winthrop University and a number of York County high school students. Well, speaking of Winthrop University, we have a Winthrop University alum joining us here on this program to give us more details about this fundraiser, because she will be conducting the Palmetto Spiritual Voices Ensemble at this Rock Hill Music Club fundraiser. So let's welcome Dr. Sanja Sepulveda to Palmetto Mornings. Oh. And good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah,
thank you. Great to be here.
We love when one of our own is coming back home.
Absolutely.
And you're not only a graduate from Winthrop University, which congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
You also have your doctorate in conducting from the University of South Carolina.
I do. Work with Dr. Larry Wyatt and Carol Krieger. It was a great experience. And I want to circle back for a second. It's actually at 6:30 on August the 16th.
Sorry.
6:30.
Yeah,
okay.
6:30.
Okay. 6:30 on the 16th.
Get that out. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So get that out there on the 16th. Absolutely. That's the correct date at 6:30. And we're excited about being in Rock Hill because, and so many other people in the ensemble graduated from Winthrop, because about 3 or 4 years ago, we did a Carnegie Hall production with Mid-America Productions, which is a company that I work for out of New York, which is associated with Carnegie Hall. And we had all graduates of Winthrop. We had Dr. Robert Edgerton, who came, and we honored him for his over 30 years of really influencing so many people in the world of choral music. Changed choral music in South Carolina. He really did. And so we are still trying to honor him. Actually, on the 16th, I will be doing one of his arrangements of America, which every time we do that, it's just so inspiring. And most of us have sung it, some of us as his students, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really great. So it's great to be back in Rock Hill and to see Winthrop and to see Rock Hill as a community was such a major part of our lives for 4 and 5 years, you know, and we were so, it was such a warm place to be. And it's coming back, is like, I looked at the campus and I went, oh, you know, I remember that this being, you know, doing so many wonderful things. But this ensemble is something that I'm very passionate about. I think that the spiritual is America's folk music, and that it belongs to everyone, no matter what your culture is, no matter where you come from, just like Bach belongs to everyone, you know, so does the spiritual. And I was, this ensemble and I were part of the members of them, were in Sweden last month, and I've conducted the Vivaldi Gloria with the Stockholm Orchestra there in Stockholm, Sweden. And at the end, I turned to the people and said, from America, we're going to give you some of our music. That we're going to give you a spiritual with Herbert Johnson as the tenor. And it was like watching 1,000 people come up with their phones at the same time, because they were just so blown away by the sound and by this style that they're not used to hearing. And we even went later to another performance in Uppsala, and the orchestra, who was still the same orchestra, came backstage and was going to Herbert, man, how do you sing like that? I mean, the overtones in your voice. I mean, we just need more of this in Europe. And so that is a mission of mine, that and the company that I work for in Mid-America and Mid-Am allows us to go to these different places and get a chance to sing for people that would never hear what we hear here in America all the time. So in August, we are going to, for the Rock Hill Music Club, which Don Rogers, who was, we were classmates back in the day when we were children, right? Yeah, so he's the president of this lovely organization. It was one of the oldest organizations of its kind in America. They were founded in 1914, mm-hmm. believe it or not, and do a lot for this community. But this particular thing that we're doing, it's $25 a ticket, but the proceeds go for scholarships for Winthrop and for music majors from the community, from the York school districts. All four York school districts get money for scholarships for music. So, and of course, those of us that have music degrees want to see this kind of thing accessible to more people with talent that might not get a chance to do it, might not get a chance to sing in Sweden, or get a chance to teach others and pass the baton and the passion that most of us have for music.
Dr. Sepulveda, how do you describe the Palmetto Spiritual Voices Ensemble for those that might not be familiar with the different genres and the types of music? What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about the concert spiritual. And so the spiritual, of course, grew out of people singing in the fields and at work. And so somebody would sing and there would be a bunch of people that would answer it, right, in harmony. And so around the 1860s, the Fisk University singers went over to Europe, actually, and sang Mendelssohn and other you know, canon-type music. But then they ended up with the spiritual that Ella Shepherd had arranged. Didn't really want to do it because sometimes the spiritual brings back some bad memories. But they saw what it did for people, and they thought, this is something we're on. And they arranged the spiritual in kind of the same type of format as you would Bach or Mendelssohn, in four parts on a page with harmony. And that's what we really are zoning in on, is keeping the spiritual alive. Also, we sing African music that shows how it started, and then we sing hymns that show how it married with African music to become the spiritual that we know today at the concert spiritual. And then we sing some gospel to show you how it morphed into jazz, blues, and eventually in the 1930s became gospel with the first gospel piece, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, which would you think gospel's been around forever, and it really hasn't. You know, it's, and we have old-time gospel, and we have some new-time gospel that's going on now, which we do a little bit of that too.
And I think what's cool about that is when people go, they might think, hey, I'm not going to know any of these songs. They might not know them, but they're going to probably hear something that's very familiar.
Oh, very familiar. And actually, we get the audience to sing along with us. Mm. You know, if they know some of the old hymns like Leaning on the Everlasting Arms or, you know, Water From Me Having Jesus, if they know any of these old hymns, we actually get them to sing it with us. Mm. And then we rock it into the gospel version of it. And then we get them to sing along with us, and they're like, whoa. And I'm going, you know what? Stand up. Let it loose, clap. And some of those people, it's like, you know, the I was a Presbyterian for a long time. We laughingly call ourselves the Frozen Chosen, right? So I said, you let loose, you know, show the joy, show the passion.
Yeah, it's worship.
That's right, because the spiritual is about the human spirit. Mm-hmm. And if you're just sitting there bottling it all up, then you're not sharing that passion with others. And so that's what we're about, is to keep this legacy alive and show that it's American folk music, that it belongs to everyone. In fact, Dvorak had one of the black composers as one of his copyists, and H.T. Burley, and he said, you know, this is America's folk, and you can hear it in some of his music, like the World Symphony, the New World Symphony. You can hear the influence of the spiritual. And his thing is, all Americans should know this. All America should know this music, because it belongs to us exclusively. All the other folk music we kind of stole from Scotland or Ireland or other places, but this is our music and belongs to us all.
Well, you get to experience all of this. What an exciting adventure for folks right here in our community. So it's going to take place on Saturday, August the 16th at 6:30 p.m.
At
Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church. Again, the Palmetto Spiritual Voices Ensemble. It's being conducted right here by Sonja Sepulveda.
Right.
She's going to be conducting the Palmetto Spiritual Voices Ensemble at this Rock Hill Music Club fundraiser. Again, Saturday, August the 16th. 6:30 p.m. at Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church. And as she just mentioned, proceeds will benefit the club's opportunity to provide scholarships to music students at Winthrop University and a number of York County high school students.
And if you want tickets, you can go to rockhillmusicclub.org. and get them online, or you can buy them at the door. You can buy the tickets at the door.
Dr. Sepulveda, how did you get interested in this? Were you interested in this when you were at Winthrop, or did this come about later on as you just continued to expand your music resume?
Well, the love of choral music really was implanted in me, and as a conductor, you know, I was a pianist, but then when Robert Edgerton came when I was a sophomore at Winthrop, he instilled in me this absolute excitement about jazz music, vocal jazz. I was part of the Winthrop Jazz Voices. I mean, he just really instilled a whole new level of what was out there. And so when I left and started working out in high school and then later went to college, I had met a lot of other people, but that passion really started with Robert Edgerton. You know, I was a pianist, and I thought, wait, there's something really cool about being a conductor. And it's not easy to be a woman conductor out there. It really isn't. I mean, I have a TED Talk, Women Conductors and the Prejudices We Face, because there's a glass ceiling. I mean, I walk up to that orchestra in Stockholm, and Mid-America, the company that I work for, Mid-America Productions and Mid-Am International, has done a lot to put the women conductors out there, people of diversity that might not get a chance to conduct at Carnegie or to conduct in Sweden or Vienna. And this group is going to be in Vienna, Austria in next summer to perform a piece called the Tribulation Suite by Holland. And it's four spirituals that have been orchestrated for orchestra. I mean, right? I mean, it's how exciting. Yes. And we'll also get to sing in Salzburg, the Sound of Music place. Mm. I mean, the spiritual in the Sound of Music place, this is going to be something unique. So I think that it started with Winthrop, and then I met a lot of wonderful people like Moses Hogan, who wrote My Soul's Been Anchored in the Lord for my choir, and Jesta Harrison, who was an icon of the spiritual. And I really promised them that I would try to shepherd the fact that this can be anybody. As long as you learn, and I did my dissertation on it, so as long as you can learn the style and what makes it sound unique and what makes it sound authentic, anybody can do it. Same way you would do Bach. I mean, there's a way to sing Bach. There's a way to sing Brahms. There's a way to sing the spiritual. And so my passion is to bring everybody into this fantastic fold and let them know that they too can do it, and that it's something that they want to just listen to the rest of their life.
Well, it started right here at Winthrop University for Dr. Sepulveda, and look where that degree has taken her all over the world to be able to conduct these ensembles. It's pretty impressive. And again, the ensemble that's going to be here for this fundraiser, Palmetto Spiritual Voices Ensemble, as she just mentioned, it's traveling around the world. So you get a chance, and you don't have to go through TSA and hop on a flight and hope that your plane takes off. You can travel just a couple of miles right down the road to Oakland Avenue Presbyterian Church, August the 16th at 6:30. It's a fundraiser for the Rock Hill Music Club. And again, the music club's mission is just to bring a greater awareness of music to our community and encourage interest in the arts and culture, just like it did with Dr. Sepulveda. And again, look where she's been able to take it. We're excited that you're going to be back here in town couple of days. Congratulations. Good luck on the rest of your experiences, and we'll be listening for sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's